Welcome back to Cairo Nights. My name's Aaron Mason. G. Scott stepped out for a minute, but guess what? While the cat's away, the mice will play.
Am I a mouse now?
You're a mouse now, Dyer Oxley.
I'm one of the Cairo mouse.
Dyer Oxley here from MyNorthwest.com. Also, the co-host and producer of Northwest Nerd podcast. You can get that at NWNerd.com. And Dyer's here to talk about sports? Pinball.
Yes.
Y'all remember pinball? I know there's a bunch of folks out there listening right now who used to play back in the day. Well, it's had an enormous resurgence in the Pacific Northwest. And Dyer, you brought a story.
Yeah, when you brought this up earlier, I was like, yeah, I did a feature on the pinball scene, not just in Seattle, where a lot of this emerged more recently, just the whole Northwest. And it's a scene, man.
Don't even understand that it actually takes a skill to keep the ball from going down the middle of the flippers, which is everybody's goal when they first walk up to the machine. I just don't want the ball to go down the middle.
Easy, that's E-E-Z-Y, manages a barcade in Bremerton. It's called Another Castle. So I was on a recent visit there, and I ended up talking with Easy about how pinball has quite a scene in the Northwest.
I don't know why it's localized to this region. I don't know if it's just kind of the age of and demographic of people that are out here, but for some reason it's just kind of taken off. You know, they're like addicts, and when you do it, like, you understand why.
So you can go from Vancouver, BC down to Portland, and there is no shortage of pinball machines. And beyond that, you got pinball clubs. They're akin to bowling clubs. You got tournaments. And in the end, what we have here in the Northwest is a vibrant pinball community. But what is this community? Who are these people?
It's a very cool thing. You just got to put in a little bit of time, and, you know, fair warning, if you do, it's going to take a part of your soul. So
everything as far as pinball is concerned.
This is Brad.
Brad, a.k.a. Bernard Boulevard.
He's among many in Seattle who love the game of pinball.
Because forever, there was no other place to play pinball except for Shorty's. And then all of a sudden, other places started opening, and, you know, Shorty's is like an icon of Seattle pinball.
Shorty's is tucked away on 2nd Avenue in Seattle's Belltown neighborhood. And a big reason why Shorty's is so popular is because it has a very big room with a lot of pinball machines. And more or less, that was the idea back in 1997 when it opened.
That was the worst idea ever.
This is Abbott. He's the owner of Shorty's.
Because at that time, this is 97, the pinball manufacturers had pretty much gone up belly up, and nobody was really interested because pinball was dead. If you go to a bar in 97 or 98 and there was a pinball machine there, well, then chances are it was probably dark. It wouldn't work. Flippers are dead, you know. So it was a really dark time for pinball, and now we do have new titles to choose from. So there was a resurgence. I do believe that the Northwest, Pacific Northwest, is kind of like the start of a rebirth of pinball.
On Kiss, it's all about which shots are lit, are connected to the song. I'm gonna do Deuce because I think I can get I can finish Deuce and go on to another one.
Okay. Yeah. This is Gordon Ornelius. He, along with Brad,
a.k.a. Bernard Boulevard,
they've regularly produced a zine called Skillshot since 2007. And inside, there's information about any new pinball machines in town and results of local tournaments.
You take a selfie of your score, and you
have to get your face in there and the score.
And you take your picture of your score, and then you email it to them, and they tally it up. You know, over the years, definitely, the number of people that are showing up to tournaments or just playing pinball without going to tournaments has totally increased. You can go to most places on any night of the week and have any number of people, probably just as many people that don't play tournaments that are playing pinball.
So have you played in any tournaments?
I've never played in any tournaments. I don't have the guts for that.
Mm.
I've had very good nights on pinball, which anybody who's followed my social media has seen. Put my name up on Star Trek The Next Generation, a few other machines.
I had forgotten about pinball. I remember playing a little bit in like the 90s when I was younger, and then just sort of nothing for a while.
At the bowling alley or something.
Yeah, and then you and Sean DeTore are both big pinball guys in the building, and you explained to me what was said in your feature, that it's not just about keeping this ball alive from going down the hole in the middle. There's actually a game to be played, and that really changed everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Once you figure it out, once you figure out that these things are lit up for a reason, that these ramps are there for a reason, you know, then you start to realize, oh, well, if I hit it this way, or if I can pause the ball this way, or even if I shake the whole machine this way without tilting it, then you can actually manipulate and play this game to your advantage. And I'll give you a story. In the rest of that feature that I just did, it's much longer. That I go down to Portland and I interview not only the women's world champion of pinball who lives in Portland, she's also a member of Portland's preeminent pinball gang. And I'm not, everybody laughs when I say that, but when you hang out with these guys, the way I describe it, imagine the Hell's Angels, but without motorcycles and with pinball machines. That's the feel that you get. And when you hang out, we played her game, like that she scores high on, that she won on, which is Elvira.
Okay.
And so, Scared Stiff. So when we are playing that game, she's like, oh, would you like to go first? And I was like, being polite, oh, I'm the guest. It's your game. You go ahead. 20 minutes later.
What?
After she had beat the game like three times over or something, like there's like 20 missions on this machine. And then eventually she, I don't know if she just got bored or whatever. It's like, oh, and there it goes. And then I'm like, well, great. 10 seconds max. And then it was her turn again.
So if there's anyone out there who might be interested in maybe rekindling a romance with pinball or getting involved with it for the first time, how do you know where to start?
So there's a few resources you have in town. One, we have the Pincast, which is a podcast about pinball, which is put on by Skillshot. They interview local players in town. But Skillshot is a really good resource to start off with. They have their own pinball map, which is an app on your phone that you can use to locate pinball machines any place in Seattle. I use it all the time.
And there's a big pinball conference this weekend?
This weekend down Tacoma, the Tacoma Northwest Pinball Expo. You can look it up. It's on Facebook and all the interwebs, and there's information there. But, oh, man. 2 days worth of just going to the Tacoma Convention Center. You've never heard this white noise cacophony that you've ever heard of just pinball machines dinging and blinging. It is one of the funnest experiences that you can have just all day. Pinball all day. And massive tournament goes on there.
I love it. Thank you, Dyer Oxley, for sharing your passion with us.
Thank you.
That's as close to sports as you get. And I feel really good about it.
I like curling.
We got to have you back because you know I do, and apparently G loves it too.
Really?
Yes. We're going to have to talk some curling next time. Also, it is the 50th anniversary of The Who's Tommy, the rock opera from 1969 about a deaf, dumb, and blind kid that
pinball
sure
wizard.
Plays a mean pinball. So that's the music you're hearing. Aren't we clever? I think so. We'll be right back with some more Cairo Nights. G. Scott, he will return. My name's Aaron Mason. We'll see you right after this break. Ever since I was a young